It's a lot of planning and organisation and work and trying to put a few things together, trying to organise meetings. Got lots of meetings next week, trying to organise after the season finishes, you know, trip to India. There's just lots to plan and prepare now, really, and so it's not much relaxation. Conor Mahoney's tribunal is coming up, and so with lots of preparation for that as well, and lots of stuff going on. Today is good because there's a game tomorrow, and so we're going to have a normal training day and prepare for the game and try to go to Charlton and hopefully continue in a similar vein to what we've been doing all year. Make sure Charlton know that they're in a game. I think we'll have a big following there, so we'll have a responsibility to try and put a performance on and try and win.
I know that you mentioned straight away on Tuesday that you have to be in work straight away, you have to be making plans, you have to look at players coming in, going out perhaps. At what stage do you start talking, or have you already, with some of the players here who perhaps aren't necessarily contracted to this club next season?
It has been a little bit of an issue the last, I don't know, 4 to 6 weeks, because, you know, players are obviously aware of that. I think first and foremost, as a club, we know where we are. I need to sit down with our executives, so with Steve Waggett and Sylvester, Mike Cheston, Sahil, and have those discussions, really. What I do know is that the few players that it would be even really pertinent in their minds coming out of contract, I've sort of tried to align any fears, you know what I mean? I've told them my thoughts and what will happen, and yet until we've had those executive meetings of where we go in salary levels, where are we going, what do we think next year? Is player A, is he a definite starter next year? Where do you picture him in your squad? Is he, you know, are we going to incentivise his contract? Are we going to give him a base? Lots of discussions about how contracts are put together, really, and I need to do that with the executives. I've tried to arrange those meetings very early next week so that before the players actually leave, I've had them in the office, I've spoken to them, and then we'll engage with their advisors and try and make their summer more relaxed for them, yeah, if we can.
I'd imagine that the players, I mean, we're talking about senior players like, yeah, Craig Conway here, yeah, that they'll want to be here, won't they?
I think so, and yet everything's not so smooth, really. It's, you know, we have been down in League One. They were last year Championship players. This year they've been League One players, and so just about everybody at this club, I think everybody at this club's salary shrunk this year. Does it mean that it bounces exactly back to where it was the previous year? Not if you're out of contract, it doesn't. You know, for a start, there are a year, 18 months further on, particularly if you're getting into your 30s. And so what is the value? What's the expectation? What are we doing? How often are they going to play? Lots and lots of questions. That's why I'm saying you have to structure things, really. But I'm hopeful and confident that we can come to agreements with the players that we would like to keep and have done very well for the club and are good human beings and understand some tough decisions that you have to make as a manager at times, are willing to come listen to the logic and understand why, you know. So Craig is an example, for instance, hasn't probably played as much as he might have done over the last few months. He's not sulking and stomping about and throwing fits. He's getting on and working really hard in training every day, and then when an opportunity comes to play, he's doing exceptionally well for us, and that's what I hope and would like and enjoy seeing: hard working, honest professionals getting on with the job, like leading the way, showing young players how to behave even if they're not too happy themselves. And as long as they're professional enough to come and sit in my office and chat face to face, man to man, that's what I like, and I'm sure we will come to the right decision for both the players and the club.
It must be a massive boost that you can start this process now, mm-hmm, and not after a potential playoff final, which is almost into June.
Yeah, I know some of them are all scenarios that we did look at and had to look at. You know, if you think that the players would have had less than 4 weeks off, really, and they would have been starting pre-season again, is quite scary, really, I think, to go through that process. And yet, I've been promoted twice through playoffs, three times through playoffs in my career. It is probably the best way to get promoted, because you're at Wembley Stadium, you've got 40,000-50,000 of your fans there, you are coming back. I remember coming back on a team coach and stopping at a pub, and the place was mobbed with supporters, and the players were in the pub garden with them. It was just unbelievable, you know. So if you're going to get promoted, it isn't a bad way to do it. But I've also lost playoff finals, and it's pretty desperate, because, as you say, you get no rest, recovery, you start again, everybody's deflated, it's really difficult to kick-start your team the following year. Yeah, thankfully that's not for us, thankfully it's done, the players will get a good rest, we will try and rebuild if we have to do that, or add to help some of the current team. Obviously, we've got some loan players who will go back to their parent clubs. We'll maybe have some discussions with some of them and try and put a squad together that we feel will be competitive in the next league up.